News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 23rd of August, Anno Domini 2003, Sold American. And you are listening to the world's longest-running and truly greatest computer show, Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we will be bringing you news, views, and your Q&As. Your Qs, R A's.
Yeah. Even though we might make them up.
We might make them up. Right now, of course, I personally, Steve finally got on the net, but I still can't get on the net, so I'm not quite sure what's going on here. But we're going to bring you all kinds of stuff, and we're going to start with the news, and we're going to start with Dave.
Okay, well, unless you've been living underneath a rock, it's been in the news for the past few days. It started out as just a regular virus, the So Big. And now there's coming out with the So Big .f.
And we know what the F stands for.
What it is, folks, is it's a mass emailing, and it's got an attachment, and it tells you to, to view it, to see what's going on. I mean, it comes with all different headers and everything else telling you why you should open it up or do this or do that with it. Don't. You definitely want to, before doing any emails or any attachments, definitely make sure that your antivirus software is up to date and is current. Right now, I believe it's the 20th of this month is the current files. You can go to McAfee, Symantec, AVG. They all have patches and fixes right now. As a matter of fact, off of our website, we've got some links to how to get it out of your system if you've got it. Now, if you've got it and you say are having trouble getting on the internet, there is a way to also, which I'll describe later on if somebody really needs to know, how to get rid of the So Big manually, which, like I say, I'll describe that later. But between that and right now, the MS Blast. MS Blast is another virus that's been going out that literally sits on your machine and attacks Microsoft. That one, unfortunately, you don't have to go to get your email to get infected. All you have to be doing is running Windows XP, Windows 2000, or Windows NT Server, or Windows 2003 Server. You can get that simply by surfing the net, but you've got to go to the Microsoft web page and get the patch. The patch has been there since June of this year, and I believe now Microsoft is considering just adding it.
AskNick.com, a page which lists the fixer from Symantec,
yep,
both the XP and 2000 patches, and then a little command line based program that will scan your network for getting rid of the thing.
And again,
that's it. AskNick.com/msblast.php.
Now, again, this is So Big virus. If you've already done the updates to your antivirus, this one that's coming out again on Sunday, all it is literally a copy of the original So Big virus, because folks couldn't come up with another code of their own, and just trying to attack your machine with just different phrases. So if you've done the updates, you should be in good shape, but it wouldn't hurt to double-check, because I kind of got a feeling this weekend's going to be a busy weekend for both Symantec and Norton, making sure something else doesn't come out. And because it is the summer, and, they haven't gone back to school yet.
A couple of places have called it the worst virus month in history. The four major viruses came out. The So Big virus sent out 1 million mass mailing messages in 24 hours.
In fact, it significantly slowed down the internet.
Right.
Yeah.
So even when you were trying to get to places, you couldn't.
Well, that
right.
Quez, again. And folks are under the assumption, I don't open anything from folks I don't know. Well, you're hosed right there. Because that's what they are counting on. These viruses go into your email address book. Especially Outlook Express.
And not just your address book. The SoBig virus scans your hard drive looking
for other emails.
Looks inside text files for an email address.
Right. And it'll send it out courtesy of you.
Text files, document files, HTML files, everything.
Yeah. So they're going to get you're going to get an email from a friend. And, oh, I know them, so I can trust this. And wrong.
Yeah, the only viruses you will get come from your friends.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
That's news for Steve and I.
Well, Microsoft is considering making the updates mandatory. See, right now, you know, the automatic update notification comes up and says there's updates. Do you want to install them? You can say no.
Or later
or whatnot. Or we find even some of the novice users don't know what it means, and so they just ignore it completely.
Right.
And so updates aren't getting installed. So Microsoft is considering making them mandatory.
Right. So it would automatically download and install any software fixes. That's kind of interesting considering a lot of people no longer trust Microsoft in terms of security, and they're worried about some sort of automated program that's supposed to be doing stuff to your machine, and it would then, who knows what would happen.
Right. And plus, a lot of the corporate IT types don't install updates right away because they don't know if it's going to break their programs they're running.
Right.
So, in fact, we had a couple of callers last week were saying their IT department is typically waits 6 months before they install an update just to make sure everyone else is still working.
Right. So it's an interesting problem. And I'm not quite sure how that's going to be resolved, but I know what we're going to do next. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180. Long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hey, everybody, it's Wham's Health and Fitness reporter Liz Bonus. If you need some help getting in shape for shorts and swimsuit season, do it now. Pick up a copy of our Lighten Up with Liz newsletter at these locations.
The Lighten Up with Liz newsletter brought to you by Robert Wesleyan College and Pinnacle Printers. Available at any Key Bank location in Monroe County, at Dr. Catapano at Brighton Campus Chiropractors, 2024 Brighton Henrietta Townline Road, at Christina Breen State Farm Insurance, Ridge Road West in Greece next to Friendly's, and at Grassroots Shoes, Frontier Commons, Jefferson Road, Henrietta.
Mr. Goodwrench, who is this one and only GM expert? I'm about to find out.
GM Goodwrench, may I help you?
Yeah, hi. Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Goodwrench had over 1 million hours of training last year?
That's right.
Well, there happens to be only 8,760 hours in a year, Missy.
Excuse me?
Throws a little wrench into this whole Mr. Goodwrench thing over there, doesn't it?
Huh?
You like that? Wrench? It's a play on Goodwrench. I just made that up.
Find Mr. Goodwrench, the one and only GM expert at over 7,000 GM dealers.
The following conversation is real. It took place on March 1st, 2003, between an OnStar advisor and a subscriber.
OnStar Emergency, this is Rashawn.
Yeah, my mom's having a seizure while she's driving.
Okay, I currently have you on Interstate 75 North in South Rockwood, Michigan.
Yes?
I'm contacting the police, okay?
Okay.
Central Dispatch.
This is Rashawn from OnStar Emergency. Their child had just reported that their mother is in the vehicle having a seizure driving northbound.
With OnStar in your vehicle, you only have to press one button to connect with an advisor who can call for the help you need.
Emergency services en route to your location.
I'm getting scared.
Don't be scared. As long as you hear my voice, you don't have to be scared, okay?
If you have OnStar, press your blue button now to renew or extend your service. Make sure you and your family are protected.
They're here now? Yeah.
Don't cry. Now that the police are there, they'll be able to take care of mommy, okay?
Thank you.
OnStar. Always there. Always ready.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. 50,000 watts. Huh. I wonder how many gigabytes that would translate to. Welcome back to Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Here's Nick Francesco.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. And before we get back to the news, considering the intro we just had, I have to read a letter from Keith, our friend Keith. Nick, at least once every Saturday during your show, week after week, We hear the announcer say 50,000 watts. Huh, I wonder how many gigabytes that is. Well, he can stop asking. The answer is 3,190 gigabytes.
That's too much free
time. To calculate this, I started with a typical RAM memory module you would find in a desktop Pentium. I used a Micron number MT16LSDT3264A, which is a 256 megabyte, 168 pin DIMM SDRAM. The power consumption stated in the datasheet for this module is 1.26 amps in read-write mode. Given that it is a 3.3 volt module, it consumes 1.26 amps times 3.3 volts, or 4.0128 watts during read-write.
This is TMI.
It provides 256 megabytes of storage, which is 0.256 gigabytes. He does give a footnote that he knows that 256 meg is actually 2 to the 28th, or 268,435,456 bytes. So the true number is closer to 3344.74, but let's keep it simple.
He did?
Note that in standby mode, the module only consumes 0.... dividing Wham's 50,000... Wait. Okay, we've already figured out how many watts and how close to a gigabyte that is. Dividing 4.0128 watts by 0.256 gigabytes gives 15.675 watts per gigabyte. So, divide Wham's 50,000 watts by 15.675 watts per gigabyte, and you get 3,189.79 gigabytes, which, of course, we round to 3,190 gigabytes. Keith, I can't begin to tell you what this email means to me, but I'm sure you actually already know. So now when the guy says, how many gigabytes, we were calculating watts to gigawatts, though. What?
50,000 watts is like 0.00001 gigawatts.
But it's not gigawatts, it's gigabytes is what he's asking about. Yeah. And it's apparently 3,190. So now let's
move on.
So let's move on. Right, 3.1 terabytes, actually. So, Steve, what's going on in the Macintosh world?
Well, thankfully enough, nothing.
Yay!
None of these Windows viruses will affect the Macintosh. So, in fact, there's a lot of articles running around now about IT managers are being asked about the Macintosh because everyone is noticing that, you know, all these thousands of and millions of mass mailing viruses are coming around and none of them will affect the Macintosh. And basically, there was a really interesting article on PBS from Robert Cringely saying that an IT manager's job is to keep his IT staff occupied. So it is against their best interest to put Macs in.
That's actually kind of interestingly true.
So there have been a lot of talk on the radio. Different DJs around town are talking about that, you know, their PC is down again, down again, down again. And their friends that have Macs just sort of grin and keep working.
Yeah.
So one of the headlines on one of the news sites was, what do Mac users do when a new virus comes out? Nothing.
Right.
Just keep working.
Right. Exactly.
Yep.
Back to the Windows side and the next thing coming down the line. Microsoft does seem to have survived the MS Blast worm, but now the company is urging Windows users to patch their systems against a completely different and potentially much more dangerous vulnerability in its software. This vulnerability could completely overshadow last week's events. There is a critical vulnerability in DirectX, the product that actually runs your screen for you. On July 23rd, Microsoft posted a security bulletin about this. Unprotected systems could be at the mercy of an attacker by simply playing a MIDI file or visiting a malicious web page. The danger comes from a component of DirectX that relies on a library file called quartz.dll, which is used by a number of applications, including Internet Explorer, to play MIDI files. A specially designed MIDI file that causes a, altogether now, buffer overflow error. Could pass control of the system to an attacker and cause damage to the system, or use the system to set off yet another MS Blast type of attack. Microsoft does have a patch for this out. All you have to do is download it and install it. You can go right up to the DirectX website, DirectX piece of Microsoft's website. DirectX 9.0B for all Windows versions except NT was released in late July, so if you install DirectX 9.0, you're good, unless, of course, you're running NT, in which case you're not good anyway since they've stopped supporting it and they don't like you anymore, so forget it. Before we go on to... Yeah, I'm not getting an IP address. Maybe we should disconnect Rob and see if they've...
I've already moved Rob around.
No,
and
disconnect him entirely and see if there's only two IP addresses coming up.
That could be. Because I'm on.
Because you're on. Anyway...
And the Rob cam is running.
The Rob cam! And if you go to the show cam page, you can scroll down and see Rob.
When he stands near the camera, There he is.
We're disconnecting you, Rob. Yeah, we'll see what happens with that. Before we go to the phones, I want to talk about today's trivia. Every week we try to have a trivia question that's actually difficult. Last week's answer, as a matter of fact. I was very excited by that myself. The trivia question for this week comes from our friend Bruce, and the question is, two versions of the children's computer game Hodgepodge for the Atari 800 were distributed by local software publishers. Name either one. Bruce should know who this is because Bruce wrote one of those versions.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you know that, you can win two tickets. The fabulous prize for the week is two tickets to any movie at the Regal Cinema Theaters. Now, you do have to come down during the week between 9 and 5 and pick up those tickets, but once you have them, all of Hollywood, including Arnold Schwarzenegger, is laid at your feet for you to view at your leisure.
Actually, that brings up, there was an interesting problem back during Star Trek days. Everything revolves around Star Trek.
Everything.
George Takei ran for city council in the early 70s in whatever town he lives in California. So all of his competitors came up and said, well, wait a minute, he's on television on Star Trek. We want equal time.
Right.
So the TV stations basically stopped running Sulu episodes during the convention.
Which leaves them, what, one season and three episodes?
Something like that. Yeah. You're right. So they wouldn't have to give 150 hours a day to the other competitors. Right. So now Arnold Schwarzenegger's running for governor in California. The same thing could be said. You know, he's on 1,000 screens.
And they have already said it.
Yeah, he's on 3,000 screens, you know, whatever it is. So all his competitors, 200 competitors in the gubernatorial race, isn't it?
Right. It really is an interesting thing that in order for Gray Davis to remain as governor, he has to win over 50% of the vote on the no election. But for any one of the other people to win, all they have to do is win more than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So conceivably, you got 135 people in the race, so if you have one 134th of the vote, you win.
Well, they're still anticipating a number of dropouts.
Yeah, they are.
I like the husband and wife team where the husband dropped out, but the wife is still in it.
The wife is still in it?
They were each running separately.
Yeah. Who would have thought that here in America you would actually come to an election between Arnold Schwarzenegger and Gary Coleman?
Yeah, and Gallagher.
And Gallagher's in it, and Larry Flint and Mary Carey.
Everyone
is... The porn industry is well represented.
There were a couple of news reports trying to compare it to Reagan, because Reagan was an actor, too.
You're comparing Mary Carey to Reagan?
Well, Reagan was an actor, so I was comparing him to Schwarzenegger.
Oh, I see where you're going with that. All right, okay. I was confused for a moment, but I'm better now. Thanks, I'm feeling a lot better. All right. We're going to go to the phones now, and we're going to talk to Jim from Springwater, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
I'm running XP Home and Norton Antivirus 2002.
Yeah.
My Norton Antivirus 2002 will not go out an automatic live update. Is there something that's turned off in XP, possibly, or why will it won't do that? And it won't. I have it set up to scan the system.
There's a number of patches from Symantec that will correct that.
There are.
Yes, we've seen that a number of times, especially with 2003. That's even causes even more issues right now in the automatic update. But if you go to the Symantec webpage, there are a couple patches out there that they'll walk you through it and tell you what you got to do to get that to automatically update.
Okay, you wouldn't get those through live update, a manual live update?
It's supposed to.
Because I update it almost every time I turn my computer on, I go and I manually check live update because of all the viruses.
Is it finding updates or is it saying no?
Yeah, no, it finds the DAT files. And I've got it set up to scan every, once a week, do a full system scan.
Yeah.
And it doesn't do that either.
You may want to download Stinger and run that, which searches for the 30 months.
I run Stinger all the time.
All right, then Symantec.
Uninstall and reinstall?
Yeah, that's their normal statement is you've got to uninstall, reinstall. Now, even though you go to, with XP, You go to the, you know, ad remove programs.
Uh-huh.
Once you're done with that, the other part of the puzzle, and they don't tell you this very well, is you've got to go into Windows Explorer,
mm-hmm.
go under Programs. You'll see a Norton or a Semantics folder there that you got to delete.
Okay.
The other thing is you'll see another folder called Common. Click on the Common programs, and underneath that, you'll also see another reference to either Norton or Semantics. You've got to delete that one also.
There's also an invisible folder in under application data that has some of the live update subscription pieces into it, and well, that could be where the corruption
Semantics
is.
Semantics also has a utility out there that you can run that will totally wipe out Semantics and Norton antivirus versions 2001, 2002, 2003.
Yeah, remove all. It's hiding
it
on the CD. So.
Everything hidden and everything else.
Is that gonna, will that mess up my subscription?
No.
It won't.
No.
Well,
no, the subscription file still hides.
Right, the subscription file
The subscription runs out at the end of the year.
No, you should.
If I uninstall it and reinstall it.
No, well, you should still be good.
Well, I downloaded it, you know, from the, I don't have it on disk. I downloaded it off the website.
Yeah. Yeah, you should still be able to do it.
Okay.
Oh, there's also
you mentioned Stinger. I've run Stinger before,
mm-hmm.
and it tells you with XP to shut off system restore before
right.
you run it.
Right.
But when you do that, you lose all of your restore dates.
Right. Well, you don't lose them. It just doesn't do
yes,
any
you
more.
Do. That's
yes,
nice
you
answer.
Do. They all go away.
When you turn restore back on, the previous dates
when
aren't there anymore?
When you turn restore back on, there are no restore dates.
Well, see, it's like a double-edged sword. Because a lot of viruses like to hide in the restore folder.
Yeah, when it does a restore point, if you have a virus, it saves the virus. So if you restore your restore point, you get the virus back.
You're kind of, you know, like I say, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
Right.
Whatever is the biggest gamble for you.
I see.
There's
okay,
also...
No, I'm curious if there was another... But, yeah, I've had a few discrepancies here. I have Mozilla, and I'm dial-up. When I opened Mozilla, my auto dial stopped working, and I had to go into control panel, administrative tools, and it was shut off. The remote access auto connection manager was somehow got in the manual.
Mm-hmm.
So I changed it back to automatic, and now that's working fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if there was any, and that happened just about the same time as the live updates. So I was wondering if there was something in.
You also made sure that you don't have the MS Blast.
Yeah, matter of fact, I sent the computer out to one of the local shops, and they went through it and.
Several of the viruses will turn off your antivirus software. That's why we were suggesting Stinger.
Yeah, my antivirus software seems to be working fine.
Yeah.
Are you saying you did not run the newest version of Stinger?
I just got it back from the shop last week. I haven't run it since last week, no.
You need to, because when we say it shuts off your antivirus, it doesn't mean that it stops it from working.
Right.
The antivirus still thinks it's working.
Right.
It reports itself as working, but it's not.
Well, that's why I send it out to a local shop.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I would still suggest start with Stinger.
And Stinger's current date is August 19th.
So it's brand new, and we have to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
May I have your attention here, ladies and gentlemen?
Now, this is an important program. This is history.
For 15 years, he's been turning dissenters into ditto heads.
Double dog ditto.
Ditto, great poobah.
Well, dittos.
Nigga dittos, Rush.
Dittos, Rush.
Dittos, Rush.
Hi, Rush. You're my hero.
I'm a ditto, you're a ditto, she's a ditto, he's a ditto. Wouldn't you like to be a ditto head too?
Celebrating 15 years at the Limbaugh Institute for Advanced Conservative Studies.
And prospering. Continuing to grow.
Weekdays, 2 till 5. On News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Thank you.
The 2003 Chevy Trailblazer. No fluff, all fact. Fact, Chevy Trailblazer has unsurpassed standard horsepower in its class. Fact, 7-passenger Trailblazer EXT has more overall interior room than Ford Explorer or Dodge Durango. And here's one more fact you can bank on. Now get a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, Impala, or Silverado with 0% APR financing for 60 months for qualified buyers. And current Chevy owners and lessees get $5,000 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Chevy Trailblazer, $4,500 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Impala, or $4,000 total cash back when you purchase a 2003 Silverado. Includes bonus and loyalty cash on Trailblazer and Impala, loyalty cash on Silverado. Residency restrictions apply. Loyalty offer not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 9203. Based on latest available competitive information, cargo and low capacity limited by weight and distribution. See your local Chevy dealer today.
Lands, Jewelers, and Rolex are aware that life is full of special occasions. Birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, special times deserve special recognition. For your next important occasion, consider giving a handcrafted Rolex Oyster Perpetual, a classic timepiece that will help anyone remember that special moment for years to come. Give the perfect gift. Give a Rolex. There's no other timepiece like it. Come see our selection of fine Rolex timepieces at Mann's Jewelers, 2945 Monroe Avenue. We're proud to be your official Rolex jeweler. Getting married? Give each other a lifetime of happiness. Your friends at Mann's Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler, remind you that there's nothing like the wedding gift of an elegant Rolex timepiece to show each other how much you care. No matter which Rolex you choose, you'll be giving a gift of lasting quality, beauty, and durability. Mark this important moment in time with an important gift. Give each other a Rolex. See a selection of Rolex timepieces at Mann's Jewelers, your official Rolex jeweler.
It's America's Money Show, Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. This is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM. From PCs to Macs, these guys can help with any computer question you may have. So call the boys now at 222-1180, the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back, everybody. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And you'll be delighted to know we think we have everything working again. My computer is up on the Net, and
the Rob cam
is up and working, and you can see it at the regular show cam page. There's the back of his head and the front of his head. It's
we got
3D
him coming
Rob.
And going.
It's 360 Rob.
360 Rob, that's right.
And, of course, our trivia question from Bruce. Two versions of the children's computer game Hodgepodge for the Atari 800 were distributed by local software publishers. Name either publisher. And we're back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Robert from Rochester. Welcome, Robert. What's your question?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay, thank you. I have an eMac I've had for about 9 months. And
okay,
I have a lot of
calling.
Programs from a computer I had before, but they're on a floppy disk. How can I get them transferred to the eMac?
Buy or borrow a floppy disk drive.
That's fine, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Except when I call these companies, there's nobody can give me a floppy disk drive with a USB port that will read 800K disk. There's no such thing anymore.
What about if you take the...
No, that's the problem. The drives are only 1.4 meg. They don't make 800K drives anymore.
Well, what if he was to take those floppies, though,
you'd
to
have
somebody
to go,
and have burn
right.
them to a CD?
Right. Go to a friend or someone with a computer that can read the old floppy drives.
Oh, okay.
Convert them to 1400K disks or burn them to CD.
Yeah. The local shops won't do it. They say it's illegal. They'll take a floppy file, but they're not allowed to burn a program. An application.
Oh, you're talking about application disks.
Pardon?
You're talking about application disks? An actual program disk, like Microsoft Word on floppy?
Yeah, like McDraft. I want to put on the eMac.
Okay.
They say they won't. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I don't know about how illegal it would be since you own the program anyway.
Yeah, and he's not doing it for resale.
It likely wouldn't work because the installer is expecting a floppy disk.
Well, find out if it's like PC programs.
Yeah,
when
we can make image files.
You put each, create, say it's 10 disks, and you create a folder for each disk. And then, you know, burn that whole disc to the CD, and it might ask you for disc two, and you'll have to point it back to the CD and to that folder on that CD.
And so,
I'm losing you guys.
It may work to be able to image the floppies onto a larger format disc, but many of the older installers will specifically look at the floppy drive to find a disc two, and it will say, please insert disc two, and you can't because... You know, it's not on a disc. It's on a folder.
Very particularly since on the Mac, each disc can be identified by name.
That's a unique name, yeah. The other issue is that programs that old to come on a floppy disk may not work under OS 9 or OS 10 anyway.
It's possible. The Mac, of course, has System 9 2 on it, as well as 10.
Yeah,
and the ones that I had that the Mac I had before I had 9, had System 9, and these ran out of it.
Right.
Yeah, I have a lot of nice programs, and I want to use them again.
Right.
Do you still have the old machine?
I do.
Network
them. Either network them or just put the old hard drive in the new machine? Because Macs don't have a registry or anything; they just run, right?
Can you speak up?
I was actually asking Steve
a question
semi off the air before I made a complete fool of myself on the air.
Okay.
Right. You could network the two computers together and then copy the files through the network. The trick with an application, they don't have a registry like Windows does, but they often have system files that you need to copy also, which are easily copyable if you know where they are.
Here's another thought. If if you network the two of them together, and he puts the floppy in this other machine,
and install it, that might work too.
And install it from that other machine onto this one. You just share that floppy drive. You go over there and click on it, and have it install, even though it's from that machine, over onto the new Mac.
Right. You just on the old Mac, you're telling it what drive to put the floppy on. But yeah, give our office a call at Jesse Group. I'm sure we can copy the files for you.
Okay.
We don't know. Yeah, there's no way to know if they're going to work or not, trying to install
when
off of a CD.
Network, you mean there's some kind of cable you hook them together?
Sure. Yeah, it's one of the, computers can be easily networked together to share information between them.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
It's interesting that ancient technology is only like 5 years old now.
Well, and that brings up that interesting point that we've talked about once before. You can back up your data any way you want. How do you know that the medium will be readable in the future?
Exactly.
Somewhere in some sealed, climate-controlled basement, there's a rack of 9-track tape drives.
Sure.
Waiting to be able to restore something.
I have a friend who has a couple that I know in their upstairs bathroom is an 8-track tape player that actually works. And they listen to it all the time. It's kind of neat. So, but that is an interesting problem. What do you do with future technology? All you can do nowadays, of course, if you can back things up to the internet, then you're a lot better off. It's a way better
deal.
Great
picture there, Rob.
Peace, baby. Now you're not seeing the picture that's up there right at this moment. Oh, it's gone now. Thank heaven. Okay, we need to let Rob know when the picture is actually being taken.
Every 10 seconds, Rob.
Do I want to know what it was?
Well, you were scratching your upper lip, but it didn't look like you had your finger on your upper lip at that point. It was very charming.
Yeah.
It was charming and lovely. The lovely and charming Rob Linton, ladies and gentlemen. Somewhere, somebody had their finger
Mrs.
on the save
Linton
button
now sitting
at that moment,
the table.
And we will see that in the forums by the end of the week.
That was not my son that just did that.
That's right. Your mother's calling up right now. Didn't I teach you any better than that?
But
that's why I'm in radio. You don't got to worry about being sweet.
We have faces for radio.
Going back to the data backup for a minute, I've been reading about the National Archives in Washington, D.C. There are hundreds and hundreds, probably tens of thousands of old 9-track tapes. They're trying to restore some of the old Edison phonograph cylinders.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All of this old, our American history is being lost because, the media is degrading.
Right.
And we can't read it anymore.
Right.
So they're trying to transfer it onto something new.
With old films, how many great old films have we lost forever because they were on acetate or celluloid and they're gone?
And that's one thing that ticks me off, too, because they keep asking the public to donate money. Well, why don't some of these actors with the millions that they earn
exactly.
just save some of
They may not want history. Their movie saved.
Well, yeah. We don't care about the current actors making the millions. We care about the old dead actors that we like. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
The girls at Thelma's Mastectomy Boutique want to invite you to come and see what's new at our shop on Park Avenue. We have a large selection of swimwear and cover-ups that are on sale right now at 40% off. And Camp has a very nice new swim form, too. The new Harmony Lightweight Breast Form by Camp is so soft and natural, you'll hardly believe you're wearing a prosthesis. We have post-mastectomy camisoles and also lymphedema sleeves, which are important to wear when gardening or when you're flying to your vacation or getaway. This has been a very busy season for everyone, including us. But don't let that get in the way of pampering yourself a little. Our fitters Sandy, Kathy, Nancy, and Carol are certified and happy to help you with any concern or question you may have. We do alterations for a perfect fit and can even put pockets in your existing swimwear or other garments. So stop at Thelma's at 251 Park Avenue and let us help you get ready for any occasion. We'll be open Thursday evenings until 8 p.m. and closed on Saturdays until the end of September. Call us for our summer schedule at 256-2460. That's 256-2460. Thelma's.
Announcing a fall open house sales event like never before at Wilkins RV in Hornell. The only RV dealer to offer unheard of 1.9% financing on all new motorhomes in stock. That means payments at almost half what you'd expect. Gulfstream Mini Motorhome, now just $289 a month.
Payments almost half.
Velocity full-size motorhomes, just $299 a month.
Unbeatable 1.9%.
Even huge 40-foot Dutch Star diesel pushers, just $841 a month.
The lowest anywhere.
2003 fall open house through the first at Wilkins RV. Get Sprinter and Springdale travel trailers and fifth wheels. Just $99 over factory invoice. Even used fifth wheels. Just $149 over wholesale book. Open house savings, but only through the first. At Wilkins RV. Exit 34 South off I-86. Then right on Route 21 South in Hornell. All offers on approved credit. See dealer for details.
This portion of Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-1485.
CBS News, I'm Cammy McCormick. California's losing a candidate in its recall election. CBS News correspondent Steve Futterman joins us live. Steve, who's pulling out?
Well, Cammy, it's conservative Republican businessman Bill Simon. He will make the official announcement in an hour. Simon, who ran and lost to Gray Davis last year, was well behind in the polls. In his statement, Simon will say there are simply too many Republicans in the race and that the most important thing is to remove Davis from office. The move is a huge boost for Arnold Schwarzenegger's campaign. He and Simon were essentially going after the same voters. Live in Los Angeles, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
A leader of Hamas is accusing President Bush of being an enemy of Islam. That after the president decision to freeze assets of Hamas, the group that claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bus bombing in Jerusalem. And today the president insisted there will be no flinching in the battle against terrorism.
In the Middle East, true peace has deadly enemies. Yet America will be a consistent friend of every leader who works for peace by actively opposing violence.
The president insisted the U.S. will continue the war on terror until all killers are brought to justice. And that includes Iraq, where today British soldiers came under attack by apparent guerrillas. Sky News reporter David Chater has more.
This was an ambush on royal military policemen. So three more red caps have been killed in the Basra area. Obviously, after all of these incidents, they will review their procedures, review the tactics. But there's no question at the moment of any major changes by the British forces and their patrols here. The main task now is to track down these gunmen.
In Baghdad, UN staffers returned to work today, just days after a suicide truck bombing killed 23 people. Reporter Lisa Barron has the latest.
UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has named Ramiro Lopez da Silva as the interim head of UN operations in Iraq. He was number two behind top envoy Sergio Vieira de Mello, who was killed in Tuesday's attack. The remaining staffers are working out of tents set up outside the devastated Canal Hotel, which housed the UN headquarters. Lisa Barron, CBS News, Baghdad.
The U.S. administrator in Iraq set a deadline today for restoring power to that country, the end of September. In this country, Democrats are blaming the Bush administration's energy policies for last week's blackout. New York Senator Charles Schumer says the power system is outdated, loosely regulated, and overloaded.
Modernizing the electricity grid is a 21st century problem that requires immediate, innovative thinking and coordination. not failed economic theory from the Depression era.
How many are dead after the heat wave in France? The estimates were staggering, as many as 10,000 people. Now both the French government and the Red Cross are casting doubt on those numbers. While morgues and funeral parlors were overflowing during the crisis, officials there now admit there have been no reliable numbers on the dead. This is CBS News.
Want to get it together? Who doesn't? It's easy enough now at Travelocity. Book your flight and hotel together, and you'll save even more than if you book them separately. You get access to special Travelocity deals, which save you much more. The seat you want, on the flight you want, the hotel you want, and the neighborhood you want, at a price you get only when you book your flight and hotel together. See? You got it together. Visit Travelocity.com or AOL keyword travel.
It's a soft, velvety black with a subtle blaze of red. Its graceful strength will stir your senses. This is Australia's own Black Swan, the perfect symbol for Black Swan Shiraz, an elegant, full-bodied red wine that's bold yet remarkably smooth. It captures the true essence of Australia. Awaken your sense of adventure. Discover Australia's Black Swan Shiraz. Imported by Black Swan USA, Healdsburg, California.
Good afternoon at 104. I'm Rob Linton with the WHAM News Update. New York senior senator offered a response this week for Democrats to the president's radio address. Schumer criticizes the Bush administration for how it's dealt with the aftermath of the nation's big blackout from last week. A Wayne County woman died yesterday from injuries she suffered in a car crash. The Wayne County Sheriff's Office says 38-year-old Rebecca Williams was stopped at an intersection in the town of Arcadia when her car was hit from behind. That jolt forced Williams' car into the intersection where she was hit by oncoming traffic. She was pronounced dead at a Newark hospital. Three other people were hurt in the crash. If someone's been coming to your door in the city of Rochester asking you to donate funds for the Carter Street Playground, city officials are telling you to call 911. The city says a group of individuals are going door-to-door running a fraud scheme. A Livingston County teacher has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Police arrested Christopher Woodworth yesterday. The high school math teacher and girls track coach is accused of having inappropriate contact with a 16-year-old female student. We'll have a check of radar weather next. WHAM News Time, now 105.
Because life doesn't operate 9 to 5. It's Beth and Chet in the WHAM Morning News. Weekday morning 5 to 9. Your early morning information source. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
We're here backstage at Toronto's famous Royal Alexandra Theatre to record a performance of Disney's The Lion King.
Cut! Sorry! Wrong show!
Okay. We're here backstage at Toronto's famous Royal Alexandra Theatre to record a performance of Mamma Mia.
Oops! Sorry!
I'm confused. Which one are we doing?
Both.
Oh, wonderful. Any particular order?
Allow me to resolve this problem. You can see Disney's The Lion King or Mamma Mia. Get a three-course meal, a fabulous downtown hotel room, and super savings at a host of attractions, including a Blue Jays game. All for $120 double occupancy. That's right, $120. We call it our Toronto Getaway Package.
Amazing. And let me add that there's never been a better time to enjoy Toronto, the city with world-class theater, fashion, and film.
To book, call 1-800-461-3333 or visit torontofree.com. That's 1-800-461-3333. Some conditions apply. It's time for a little Toronto.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
County Clerk Maggie Brooks.
When the state of New York shut down its downtown DMV office, I opened the new County Clerk's Metro mobile service, preserving routine DMV services in the city of Rochester. It offers service identical to the two mobile offices I operate in the suburbs, including U.S. passport services. Whether in the city or in the suburbs, check out the convenience of our mobile service. For hours and locations, call 428-4132 or go to monroecounty.gov.
Paid for by the Monroe County Republican Committee.
Here is the WHAM radar weather forecast for Rochester and Western New York from News Source 13. For today, a beautiful day with abundant sunshine and pleasant conditions, a high of 75 degrees. For tonight in the overnight, clear and cool with patchy valley fog developing, a low of 50. For Sunday, becoming warmer under partly to mostly sunny skies, a high of 77. And for Monday, hazy sunshine and warmer with a high of 82 degrees. Nothing showing up on in-studio Rochester radar from News Source 13. Right now downtown, we have sunny skies, 75 degrees. More sound bites on the way next. I'm Rob Linton on Rochester's News Leader, News Radio 1180 WHAM.
To America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Before we go back to the phones, a couple things we want to talk about. First, let's not forget our trivia. Trivia question of the day comes from Bruce, who, by the way, is not eligible to answer this one. Two versions of the children's software game Hodgepodge for the Atari 800 were distributed by local software publishers named either publisher. That's a great question, by the way, and I actually knew the answer to that one before I looked at it. Of course, I'm old, and I've been in the computer industry here in Rochester since it started, and so that has something to do with it, I suppose.
I owned an Atari 800.
There you go. We have on our website, soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like me to remind you, a bunch of things that might interest you, one of which is a weekly poll, except for last week. I apologize to everybody. We had the worm problem, then we had the blackout, then I went out of town, and I just forgot.
It's called life.
It just went right past me. In fact, I've pretty much taken, for those of you who have been watching the forums and stuff like that, I've pretty much taken a couple of weeks off. Basically, from everything, I kind of had a little burnout. I feel much better now, and I'm going to get back into it. But
ease back into it.
I took a mini vacation.
You know, you got a family in it, and sometimes they demand some of your time too.
That's exactly right. The poll 2 weeks ago had to do, of course, as it does every year, with our anniversary. And number four on the all-time hit list with 437 votes was "How long have you been listening to Soundbites?" And the winner with 102 votes, that's 23% of them, between 1 and 3 years. Between 3 and 5 years was next. And you can see it all. All 14 glorious years, only 9% of you have been listening all 14 glorious years. Three of those votes clearly were us.
Yeah.
But
I don't listen.
Oh, yeah, right. Right, I never
But you got to vote.
I should have had a choice. I don't listen because I'm on it. And then three votes for that, we'd have been done. But, yeah, so that was that poll. This week's poll has to do with all of the strange stuff that's been going on. Regarding last week's rash of security and virus problems, and the choices are, I immediately sprang into action and updated everything in sight. I was worried and updated. I was mildly concerned and thought about updating. Rash. And just for Steve and Tony, I was amused. I don't run Windows.
There are quite a few of us, apparently.
Yeah, apparently number there, two. Are, there are quite a few of you, since that's number two on the list right now. The current poll setting sits at 80, what? Oh, sure. So now,
86.
There we go, 87. And number one is, I immediately sprang into action and updated everything in sight, 30% of the vote. On its heels with 24% of the vote, I was amused. I don't run Windows. So please vote in the poll. That's at soundbites.org. That's bites with a Y.
One thing that I wanted to put a plug in for some of my friends that run Advent House. It's like a house where folks, you know, they're literally have little time left, but they can give them a good quality of life, are having a huge garage sale today. Matter of fact, it's going on until 4 o'clock. They'll be wrapping up. So if you want some real good deals, they have a ton of stuff down there. It's been going on since yesterday. If you get a chance, go down to Advent House. It's on 250 just south of 441, and check out some of the deals there. There are a great group of folks there and devote a lot of their time and effort to give other folks the last few days around some quality time also.
So you can not only get a good bargain, but help a wonderful hospice. And you should go do that. That's a great idea. Where is that again?
On 250, just south of 441.
And it's on until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Mm-hmm. So yep. Head on down there after
great
the show.
Great garage sale.
Or head on down now and listen to us on the way on the
yeah,
show.
Cool. There you go.
And while we're talking about plugs, I would like to remind everyone that the Apple Cider Users Group is celebrating our 25th anniversary this year.
This
and
is the coolest thing.
We are proud and honored and actually quite stunned that Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak is coming to town. That will be Wednesday, September 10th at 7 p.m. at Monroe Community College, the Communication and Theater Building on the Brighton campus on East Henrietta Road. You can park in Lot E or Lot F. Tickets are $5 to Cider members, students, and other Apple users groups, and $10 to the general public. You can go to the applecider.org website for more information and to order tickets online. We also want to point out he's not just the co-founder of Apple, but he created the very first truly personal computer.
Mm-hmm.
You took it out of the box, you plugged it into your TV, and it worked.
Yep. Every single time.
Before that, you needed a soldering iron and wires and mm-hmm. several hours to assemble your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And not like the components we have today. You plug the video card in. No. Mm-hmm. You had a blank breadboard. You soldered all your pieces down.
Right. And you turned it over and you wired up the soldering points one to the other. Oh, yeah.
I remember those days.
Nobody like the Woz. I tell you what, it's going to be a great evening, and he is the founder of the feast in terms of this stuff. So,
and a shy kid that just wanted to play with a soldering iron, basically, and built this thing that other people were really excited to use.
Yep. And it was very hard for them to get him to do this. They had to actually, call up and ask. Basically,
yeah.
Is how it happened.
And his schedule permits it. He's actually been, there's three or four other groups and users groups in the country also celebrating the 25th anniversary, and he's been going to several of those. So we're pretty much the one of the oldest groups in the country. Apple was founded in 76, and we started in 78, so it's pretty neat thing.
Pretty mm-hmm. nifty. We're going to go back to the phones now. We're going to talk to Tom in Rochester, New York. Welcome, Tom. What's your question?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, thanks for waiting.
I've got two questions. On an NT server, if someone forgets the password, how do they back into the server?
You mean if they forget the administrator password?
Yes, yes.
You reinstall the operating system.
You got to reinstall.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no way around it. That's one of the things that makes it, secure.
Yeah.
Okay. The other question is, I have an XP Pro, IE6, Outlook XP, and use an ISP. I have Zone Alarm, McAfee, it's updated every week, and Run, AdAware, SpyBot. When I downloaded my email yesterday, after it finished, the connection dropped off, so I tried to go back in, and no dial tone. So I rebooted, and went in back into Outlook, and all the mail and all the contacts, everything are gone from the icon. So I reinstalled Outlook, and that came, all the contacts and email came back, but I have no dial tone. And the device manager says it's working. I deleted the connection, put a new one on. The line's fine. I know the modem's fine. Reinstalled XP.
How do you know the modem's fine?
Yeah, how do you know? You can find the modem and say, yeah, it's there and working. But if it got a surge or anything else, it can pop it.
You also might want to try plugging a telephone into that line and making sure you get a dial tone that way.
Whatever happened, the same thing happened to me about 3 weeks ago on another PC. I think I've had...
What you can try to do is shut the machine off,
yeah.
Pull that card out, and try putting it in another slot.
Yeah, I've tried it on the other PC, and in fact, I went out and bought a new card, too, and it was the same thing.
We've had a couple of modems fail in a really interesting way. Everything works fine. It dials, it connects, you surf all you want, but then it doesn't hang up.
Right.
You say disconnect, and the modem never does. So when you try to dial again, you're going to no dial tone error.
Mm-hmm.
You actually
right.
need to turn the modem off, and since they're internal, you got to turn your computer off.
Right.
It really, this sort of thing is unfortunately more common than you might think, because often enough, when for example, we had a little thunderstorm last night,
right,
and the night before, and if you got a little bit of a surge
on your telephone line.
On the telephone line, it certainly wouldn't have registered on your computer in any way, but the components in a modem are very, very delicate.
Well,
and you get enough of a surge in that line, and you can pop it in some... And very rarely do they fail outright. They're there, the software sees them, but you can't dial out. Or you can dial out, but you can't hang up. Or you dial out, but no data will come back.
And especially right now, since we had that power outage last week ago Thursday, I mean, even the power grids right now, you know, even though we've been up, have still been somewhat flaky.
Yeah.
Brownouts here and there that, you know, and they're rolling blackouts, so they can't say exactly when it's going to happen or anything else.
And a lot of the electrical surge suppressors that you can buy that you protect your computer with will also have a telephone surge suppressor.
Yeah, and I have that. I do have
that. And that usually works.
Yeah, I have
once.
That.
Once, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, we had a customer whose modem stopped working, and we replaced the modem, still didn't work, replaced the phone cable, still didn't work. Turned out the surge suppressor had failed.
Yep.
It protected the machine and died.
Did
so,
its thing.
So it couldn't get anything out.
Yep.
Yep. Well, I've tried it both ways, with it and without it now. And it, I mean, it worked fine, and all of a sudden after that it was gone.
Yeah, I would suggest a different modem. Try it and see what happens. I'll guarantee you if you put a different modem in a different slot, you'll get back on.
If that doesn't work, is there anything else I can try?
Hook a phone up to that modem and make sure, you know, on the other side of the modem, make sure that it is getting a dial tone.
Okay.
All right.
Did this by any chance fail after you hooked another phone up somewhere else?
No.
Okay.
No.
I would start there.
Okay. Is Endura a better program in Outlook or safer? Or?
Well, safer, certainly. There in Eudora, if you... when you set it up, one of the choices in the setup system is to turn off the Microsoft Viewer.
Yeah.
And if you do that, you now are no longer susceptible to many of the auto viruses that happen in the other thing.
Okay.
And I really like Eudora. You know, it's worth the money to get rid of the ads and run the thing. It's a hot little product.
Because it seems like in XP, when you even if you just click on an item and not open it now, that it thinks it's red.
Yep.
Well, you also have to turn off the preview pane, or it is red.
Yeah, well, I had that off, but the other one, I you just click it and it thinks it's red, where I'm 98, it wasn't. You'd have to open it up.
Yep. Okay, thanks. We got to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob, I'm now movie star Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
In an effort to promote running as an important part of the health and wellness of our community, Team USA and WHAM are proud to sponsor a free race, the Forks Park Fast 4 Road Race and Festival, Friday, August 29th. This event includes a 4-mile run, 4K walk, and a kids run, and all you need to do is pre-register. For more information and registration info, visit TeamUSANY.org. Forks Park Fast 4 Road Race is sponsored by Moran and Kupta, Brownstone Physical Therapy, Tim Dalbert Sporting Goods, the Harrow East Athletic Club, and your friends at News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You're out there, and you know who you are. Oh, you think you can hide, but you can't hide forever. One of these days, you'll break down, and then you'll see. It's not so bad. Then, like the rest of us, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. If you don't own a home computer, I'm talking to you. And I'm talking to you about the fantastic home computer package from Green Shield Computers. For only $499, they'll build you the perfect starter system, fully loaded with all you need for email, web surfing, home finances, digital pictures, music, movies, and more. It's powered by an AMD Athlon processor and is easily upgradable. Plus, you get Green Shield's local service and support. With Green Shield, there's no excuse. Don't miss out on the fun, the convenience, the connections a home computer can provide. Give Green Shield a call and get started with your home computer. For you, for your kids, for your life. Green Shield Computers, since 1984. Call 544-9580.
Do you suffer from sore feet, back, knee, or hip pain? If so, the Good Feet Store can help. Hi, I'm Bridget, owner of the Good Feet Store of Rochester. With over 200 locations nationwide, Good Feet has helped millions of people find relief. Every day, customers talk of their new life because of our arch supports, orthotics, cushions, and shoes.
When I went to the doctor and got diagnosed with plantar fasciitis, he told me that I could only wear sneakers. So there went all my summer collection of shoes and all my dress shoes I couldn't wear. It was just too painful, too much foot pain every day. I wanted to take off my shoes as soon as I got home every day. He said, don't walk around the house without your shoes on. So that just caused major strife, also caused a lot of back pain. But as soon as I got my arch supports from the Good Feet store, I have no foot pain whatsoever, and I can wear any dress shoe that I want.
If you're having these kinds of problems, call the Good Feet store at 424-4030. Good Feet is located at 300 Highland Drive, across from Marketplace Mall and next to Michael's. See us on the web at goodfeet.com or call today at 424-4030.
Hi, this is Peter, and here are a few great thoughts. Brian Greasy said, There's lots of opportunities out there in life, but if you never put yourself out on a limb and take chances, you'll never dare to be great at anything. And Erica Jong said, if you don't risk anything, you really risk even more.
Inspiring all of us to be the best people we can be. Peter Parts Electronics, a worldwide firm headquartered in Ontario, New York.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer radio show. It's brought to you by the Element K Learning Center, MicroWorks Direct Computers, Roadrunner Business Class, and Green Shield Computer Services. Soundbites with Nick, Dave, and Steve is here every Saturday from 12:20 till 2 to answer any and all computer and computer-related questions. Now, back to Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Hi there, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Once again, the trivia question of the day. People are frantically looking this up all over the internet. Two versions of the children's computer game Hodgepodge for the Atari 800 were distributed by local software publishers. Name either publisher. Or I guess name either publisher.
Yeah, either one.
Either one.
Or you can name them both.
Or you can name them both, which would give you bonus points.
But nothing.
But more. Nothing in addition. You're right. And now our next caller is Bruce from Fairport. Welcome, Bruce. What's your question?
Well, I got home already, so I'm no longer in Fairport.
Okay.
I'm in Henrietta.
You're in Henrietta now.
Yes. And I'm Bruce, so I guess I can't answer
you
the question.
You can't answer
even
the
if
question.
I knew the answer. But I don't know the answer.
No, I don't think you do.
Neither, yes. Well, I'm glad I always use an external modem, so I don't have the problem the other fellow has, because I can always just turn the power on, off and on.
Right. Well, turning the power off doesn't help you if it's still plugged in, you know.
Well, to the modem.
That's what I'm saying, right. If it's still plugged into the phone line.
Well, if it blew up, yes, I agree. But, I mean, if, as far as disconnecting.
Right.
That definitely disconnects an external modem by turning its power on and off.
Well, you at least get to see the blinky light, so you have
that's
a little bit of an
indication. That's the other reason I like external modems.
Yep.
For the warm fuzzy the blinking lights give me.
On the other hand, internal modems are basically free nowadays.
Yeah.
External still cost, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, we digress from my question, which is about an iMac and hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at some used one, and I know if on the PC side, I have to worry when I put in a new drive in as far as what the OS's capacity is and what the BIOS can handle and the controller and all these other things. And now with this bigger drives, you have the right cable and things like that, plus form factor. Besides form factor, what do I have to worry about putting a different hard drive into an iMac?
There is a limitation in the older ATA specs of 127 gigabyte drive. You need an ATA 6 controller or better to use a single volume greater than 127 gigabytes. So that's
okay.
about it.
Okay.
The System 7 raised the addressable limit to 4 gigabytes. System 9 raised it to 4 terabytes. So now we're waiting for the drives to catch up to the system addressability limit.
Essentially, the Mac works better with the PC design hardware than the PC does, again.
But that's kind of no contest.
But, yeah.
Okay.
And several companies have released 300-gig drives. LaCie has an interesting box. It's a single box that has two 250-gig drives in it. So it shows up as a 500-gig volume. That's
right.
Still $1,000, but $1,000 for half a terabyte is ludicrously inexpensive compared to what it used to be. Now, the first hard drive I bought was 100 megabytes, and it was $2,000. The first hard drive there was a 5-megabyte on the Apple III, and it was $5,000. So we're looking at $1,000 a meg. Now we're going down to $1,000 for half a terabyte.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, $1,000 used to be worth a lot more back then.
Yeah,
sure.
That too.
Mm-hmm. $1,000 here, $1,000 there, you're talking real money.
You have to give Senator Dirksen some paraphrasing credit there.
Exactly.
Okay. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you
too. Our next caller is Pat from Penfield, New York. Welcome, Pat. What's your question?
Hello, I have a question about wireless networking.
Yes.
I have a laptop that is an XP system networked to my desktop, which is an ME system. And everything's worked fine for over a year, until about a month ago. I downloaded the patch from Microsoft for each of these, and I've lost the network path. Although, I've been working with Dell all week on this, and I can get the laptop to recognize the desktop if I go through Start and Run and type in the IP address, but I can't get the desktop to recognize the laptop.
Even by the IP address.
Right. And Dell thinks that the Microsoft patch wasn't intended for ME systems, and that might have created a firewall, but they don't know how to get around it.
Well, if the patch wasn't intended for that system, it wouldn't have run on that system.
Right, it would have come back.
In addition, a firewall would work the other way.
Okay.
It would, if there was a firewall on the desktop system, then the laptop would not be able to recognize it.
Okay.
But this kind of goes back to something we alluded to earlier, is that sometimes a patch that fixes one thing will break something else.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of corporate managers don't install the patches that very fast.
Right.
What you can try doing is removing all of your networking properties and then resetting up your network as if you were doing it from scratch.
We did that. It still won't recognize the other machine.
When you did that, did you set both machines to be in the same work group?
Right.
Sometimes you got to get rid of the WinSock 2 reference in the registry.
Which on ME, you're saying?
Huh?
On ME?
On both of them. You can go into the registry, do a search on WinSock 2, and delete both entries there, and then...
That might work.
But that's... I don't like folks going into the registry if they don't know what the heck they're doing.
Another trick is that when you're setting up your network identity, there's a text box for putting a computer description in.
Yep.
Right. We changed those.
Leave them both empty. There are problems sometimes crossing OSs if there is a description. Doesn't matter what it is, if there is one.
It can especially in 98, it caused a heck of a lot.
One of the other things, too, is that the NetBUI protocol from Microsoft is part of the browsing capability, so you can go to Network Neighborhood and see the other server. If you've only got TCP loaded, it may not see it.
And XP doesn't really like NetBUI anymore.
Right. So it has to go.
I mean, it's there, but you got to install it manually.
Well, and XP assumes there's a server upline, distributing your domain.
Right, and that could be part of the problem. XP does not require NetBUI because it does NetBIOS over TCP/IP.
Right. But you still.
Whereas ME requires NetBUI to do NetBIOS,
right.
So it may be that you don't have NetBUI loaded on either system.
Well,
we did go into NetBUI on both systems.
So you have NetBUI and TCP loaded on both systems.
Yeah.
But that you should still be able to type the IP
address. And this is going through a hub or a hub router?
It's going through a router that takes it to the Linksys wireless.
Right. Can you ping each system from the other?
Yep. Yeah, we have done that.
So the low-level network is working. It's something in the Microsoft client.
Mm-hmm.
Could that have happened from the patch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, easily. Easily.
Could I uninstall the patch on the desktop?
Try it.
If it's listed in your add remove control panel, which it may not
be. Can't be any worse off.
How would I find it?
Go to the add remove control panel, and it would be listed as Microsoft Security Patch or patch, whatever the patch name was.
Yep.
Okay.
You got to try. Let us know.
Okay,
this is an
great.
Interesting question.
Yeah.
Thanks. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Rockport Ford is saving people hundreds, even thousands of dollars on brand new Fords and low mileage pre-owned cars. And if you buy a car during Rockport Ford's Buy and Fly sales event, you'll also get a trip for two to Las Vegas or Orlando for 3 days and two nights, including airfare and accommodation. Oh, hey, easy there, Sparky. Keep your eyes on the road. From now until 6 p.m. Saturday, Rockport Ford's Buy and Fly Inventory Clearance Sale means you get a trip to Vegas or Orlando with every car purchase, like a brand new 2003 Ford Explorer with payments starting as low as $222 a month with approved credit, or a pre-owned Ford certified low mileage 2003 Taurus for only $215 a month. Sound like a lease? It's not. So buy and fly at Rockport Ford. Find us near the corner of Routes 19 and 31, or call toll-free 866-441-FORD, and remember,
Rockport, Rockport Ford is the way to go.
Home. When you were a kid, it was the last place you wanted to be. Some of us even packed our bags weekly to run away. Now all you really want to do is run home after a long day at work, especially when you've brought the rich, distinctive taste of Starbucks coffee home from your grocery store. So brew yourself a cup of one of Starbucks' deeply satisfying coffees and sit back knowing how good life can be. Once you've stopped running, Starbucks coffee at your grocery store.
He's an astronaut, stranded thousands of miles from home. You're a 22-year-old kid in front of a computer. He has just one hope to make it back alive, and you're it. This Sunday, go inside Mission Control for heart-stopping stories from the space program. Failure is not an option. Premieres Sunday night at 9, 8 Central on the History Channel. Even astronauts have heroes.
Guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
You know what? He's absolutely right. This is Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And we're going back to the phones, and we're going to talk to Diane in Rochester, New York. Welcome, Diane. What's your question?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks again for taking my call.
Sure.
I went onto the internet this morning and went to Nick's website, AskNick.com.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Only thing is, I scroll down the menu to the R News link there.
Right.
And as I got there, I went down to the bottom of it, and it had a few things about questions and answers and things like that. The very bottom of it, where I ran into the problem, I saw this thing that said Sub 7, another way for a hacker to gain control of your system.
Yes.
And I clicked on it, and that sucker downloaded a Trojan.
No way!
Way. It said, thanks for downloading our Trojan. And then all of a sudden, I'm back again. I'm like, oh, my God, what happened?
Our news has been hacked.
It's like...
It looks like it.
It says, Sub 7, another way for a hacker to gain control of your system. And then in parentheses, it says, the chat window the caller was describing makes this the more likely culprit. Thanks, Ben. And then it says, how to get rid of Sub 7. And I clicked on it because I was kind of interested in Sub 7 because every now and then... And I have Norton, and I have AVG on my computer. It's a Windows 98. Nothing's happened so far, and I immediately ran a scan on the system to see if there was anything going on there, and nothing's come up.
Now, see, this is interesting, because I just did the same thing, and it says it's not found on this server.
Oh, it's on mine.
No, I mean, I went to the website, and it says not found. The URL is not found.
It might have been taken down.
I'm looking right at it.
Yeah, no, I believe you. I'm just saying that what must have happened is...
Oh, my God.
Whoever got hacked...
Yeah.
Must have then taken the system, because that's just a link to somebody else's website.
Okay.
And,
So between the time you got downloaded this file and now, they have fixed their problem and
no hack.net, surprisingly enough.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Do I need to do anything else? Because...
Well, what I would suggest you do is run the latest Stinger.
Okay.
Stinger won't find Sub 7.
Oh, no, you're right. No, not Stinger. I would load your latest antivirus software and let it find it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Scan of all files, which might take an hour.
I kind of did that this morning real quick, and it ran through and didn't find anything, but I found kind of...
Are you also running Adaware?
Thorough scan.
No, I'm not running Adaware.
You might want to try running Adaware. You'll be surprised at the amount of spyware that you'll find on your machine and how that can slow a machine down, too. We've had a number of folks that we've recommended running Adaware, and through that one account that we have, we get emails. Countless folks saying, I can't believe how much my machine just all of a sudden gained in speed once I got rid of all this spyware.
Right.
But first, I want to apologize. Well, I it's an external link, and I have no control over it, but I still apologize that it happened.
You know, I'm listening to you guys most every Saturday that I'm at home or in my car.
We appreciate that.
I was I've seen Sub-7. Let me find out a little bit more information about it. You know,
Interestingly enough, there's nothing.
And we got you contaminated.
There's nothing on their site saying they were hacked today.
right. But there's not. But that whole page has disappeared completely.
Really?
It's just gone. There's nothing there.
Wow.
So clearly they got hacked and discovered it, but you discovered it first.
Of course it would be me.
And I'm so sorry, but what you need to do now is to go to and update your antivirus.
Yeah.
And do a thorough scan of your system, not a quick regular scan, but a thorough scan.
Okay.
And that should do it. I do apologize.
Well, how can you control it, you know? You do what you can.
Well, exactly right.
But I just thought I'd be, you know, let you guys be aware of the
You know what? Since we did kind of mess you up. Now, where do you live here in Rochester?
I do.
Do you know where Wham Studio is?
I do.
Tell you what, stay on the line, and we're going to give you a couple movie tickets for your grief and aggravation, because we kind of led you there, and we apologize.
Well, I understand. I mean, it's a computer. What do you want?
Right. But I appreciate that you're not upset, Sub-7 is old enough that any antivirus program should be able to find it and kill it, but definitely update, and we're going to give you a little...
Stay on the line, and Rob will get
your
information.
The next person who calls with the same problem, by the way, we're going to ignore you completely.
Yeah.
But for Diane, we're going to
take care of her.
Well, I appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank you again. Have a good day.
You too.
You too. Okay, I don't know what Marissa's going to feel about this, but too bad. She'll get over it.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to kind of take care of our listeners.
That's exactly right.
And we told them to go somewhere.
Well, and that's one thing, you know, Nick, I remember you always saying that none of the links on your pages ever actually download anything.
Right.
They take you to the page that tells you what to download.
Yeah. Right.
So it's supposed to be a safe link.
Yeah, it is supposed to be safe, but unfortunately, if they get hit, once you get off of my site, I really have no control over where you've gone. And the same thing is true on the Soundbite site, of course. I should make it clearer that you're going off-site and you should be more careful. I did that at one point. I had, you know, different colors, whether you were local or going off-site, but people just got confused. Why is that one in blue? Never mind. Our next caller, Randy from Hamlin, New York. Welcome, Randy. What's your question?
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering, I bought a new system with, Microsoft Office Professional on there.
Yep.
And so I also got a laptop. I was trying to take the CD or the disk and load it on my laptop as well.
Yeah.
And I got a message stating that it was only going to run like so many times before it would stop running.
Right. Yep.
Is that now? You know, I thought when you pay for the software, you could put it on any computer. Is that
You can pay. You don't actually buy the software from Microsoft. You rent it, and you rent it for one system only.
Okay. All right. So what will happen? It'll just stop running eventually,
It'll just stop running. And if Microsoft is getting real porky, they'll sue you.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah, it has always been illegal to install the same software on more than one computer.
Well, it's amazing.
Unless you buy a multiple user license.
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing now the number of folks that are coming out of the woodworks that'll call down to our shop and that they say had Windows 98 and they put it on multiple machines and they're trying to do this with XP.
Yep.
And you can only have the one version of XP you own on one system.
It used to be just a legal issue, and there was no technical issue stopping you from doing it. Now Microsoft and other vendors are adding network registration features built into the program, so it will not run on more than one machine.
Right.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Randy.
It also depends on his license, but it may be possible that if he removes it from his one machine, then he could legally install it on the other machine.
Yeah.
But if it was an OEM bundle, then you can't do that. If it's bundled with your computer, right. It's only licensed right. for that computer.
Yep. Right, and even if you uninstall it from one machine, you have to wait until Microsoft notices it's uninstalled before you can install it on another machine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Otherwise, because it goes out to the net and says, am I legal?
And more companies are starting to do that now. Symantec is doing it with mm-hmm. new versions of Norton Antivirus. Quark is doing it with a new version of Express.
Yep.
It used to be a big issue with network protection because it put so much traffic on your network, it just slowed everything down. Well, now everyone's running 100 base T anyway, so,
yeah, right.
so
yeah.
it doesn't matter.
Not an issue.
To them, it still matters to the network administrators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Our next caller is Joe from Buffalo, New York. Welcome, Joe. What do you know?
Howdy. When is your anniversary supposed to be?
It was last week, actually.
Oh, okay.
If you go to our website... That
yeah, it says 14 years,
like
0 months, and 20 days.
Yeah, it was
so 20 days
20
ago.
Days ago. It's actually the third. See, here's the story.
Yeah.
When we first started, we came on the air August 3rd.
Oh.
Okay, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. But over the years, I've had this party that I've run off and on over the years called the Nearly Annual.
Personally, not as part of the show.
Personally, right, not as part of the show, called the Nearly Annual Labor Day Drinkathon and Talent Show.
Oh.
And Bob Smith, who was the host of Soundbites when we were on Wham, came to that show.
No, XXI.
On XXI. Where are we now?
Wham.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yes, the sign on the wall. Wham 1180. Featuring Paul Harvey. Got it.
Paul Harvey.
At any rate, he used to come to this party and somehow got the idea that I don't know where it came from, but he just started announcing that our anniversary was Labor Day. And for years, he would announce that it was Labor Day, and I couldn't convince him that it was different.
Well, Joe, you got a big party going over there in Buffalo this weekend. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah, there's a big party. Matter of fact, Harley Davidson is
here. Oh, the Harley party, you mean. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, there's
I've
a big Harley party, because this coming week is the 100th anniversary in Milwaukee, and everybody is driving what they call home, and there's a big party today and tomorrow. I'm going to try to get up there.
Anyhow, I have some help for your NT caller before.
Oh, good.
There is a company out there with a website. If
Nixon
you
TV.
Use internals and put a W in front of it, winternals.com,
yes.
they have something called ERD Commander. Well, ERD being emergency repair disk, of course. Basically, you write this thing to CD, and it boots up a mini version of NT that gives you a command prompt. You can load in your hard disk registry and force passwords to be whatever you want them to be. So if you could change the administrator password that way.
And thanks, Joe. So, Tom, if you're listening, winternals.com, ERD Commander is the program for you.
The other thing I was wondering about, I have a Windows 2000 system here, Windows 2000 Pro, and I tried to log out one time, and it told me, well, I couldn't write your profile. Turns out there's a couple of files where my profile is stored that... I can't delete him. It always tells me access is denied. And it says it may be in use. I can't possibly see what would have it in use, though. I've even gone so far as to take another hard disk, do a fresh install of Windows on it, and then just mount that as another drive, not being the primary system drive, and it still tells me I can't delete these files. Access is denied. I took ownership of it, you know. All sorts of things I've tried. I wondered if
you tried doing it in safe mode?
I've tried safe mode as well, yes. And it says access is denied. I can't even undo the read-only bits on these two files.
That sounds like there's a problem with the hard drive itself. That sounds like an actual physical problem on the hard drive.
Yeah,
can you copy the file to another hard drive and see what happens?
No, well, the idea is to get it off the original hard disk,
right,
copying really doesn't help.
Well, that's
much.
True, because it's in use.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
How about boot a floppy?
Sorry?
Boot a floppy and see what happens.
Yeah, have you tried deleting them in DOS mode?
The only DOS mode is I went into safe mode command prompt only.
Right.
That's the only thing. Maybe I'll have to get ERD Commander myself to see if that'll help at all.
See if it'll help you. I apologize. It sounds like a problem on the drive itself. with bad bits, and that may be it. Maybe if you did a scan disk, it would clean it up, but that's the only other thing I can suggest. Going to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and Mina Francesco on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
I'm Chet Walker.
And I'm James Brancefort, CEO of Lifetime Assistance, with a preview of the November 9th appearance by Bill Cosby to benefit the Lifetime Assistance Foundation.
Experienced beloved entertainer Bill Cosby, who's delighted audience all over the world with his wonderful gift of humor. Bill Cosby will perform at an appearance Sunday afternoon, November 9th, at the Eastman School of Music's Eastman Theater.
I worked in the operating room, and doctors make mistakes like anybody else. Now, what would a doctor say if he makes a mistake? Guy's operating, and it's local anesthesia. You know, the guy's just awake down there reading a magazine or something. And, you know, they're operating on his strollers, sheets. Oops.
The Lifetime Assistance Foundation was established to serve children and adults with developmental disabilities. Please join us in presenting the 7th Annual Lifetime Inspiration Award to Bill Cosby. Call Ticketmaster for your tickets today.
Join us Sunday, November 9th, to experience Bill Cosby.
Sound Bites, driven by Bob Johnson Chevrolet.
Announcing a fall open house sales event like never before at Wilkins RV in Hornell. The only RV dealer to offer unheard of 1.9% financing on all new motorhomes in stock. That means payments at almost half what you'd expect. Gulfstream Mini Motorhome, now just $289 a month.
Payments almost half.
Velocity full-size motorhomes, just $299 a month.
Unbeatable 1.9%.
Even huge 40-foot Dutch Star diesel pushers, just $841 a month.
The lowest anywhere.
2003 fall open house, through the first, at Wilkins RV. Get Sprinter and Springdale travel trailers and fifth wheels. Just $99 over factory invoice. Even used fifth wheels. Just $149 over wholesale book. Open house savings, but only through the first. At Wilkins RV. Exit 34 South off I-86. Then right on Route 21 South in Hornell. All offers on approved credit. See dealer for details.
This portion of Sound Bites on News Radio 1180 WHAM is brought to you in part by Envision, delivering the bandwidth to make anything possible. To sign up for Envision Internet Service, call 262-2485.
Hillary White of New York City has rediscovered beautiful hair Breck shampoo. Here's what she told us. When I saw Breck in the store, I did a double take, grabbed the bottle, and brought it home that instant. As soon as I was old enough for regular shampoo, I remember having this gold bottle in the bathroom. It's the only shampoo I remember having in the house. Now that I'm using Breck again, my hair comes out soft and nice and hangs exactly the way I like. I called all my family members and said, "Guys, there's Breck in the stores. You have to get it." Now everybody's got Breck.
The Radio Shack Dictionary of Gizmos. Today's definition, the hub dealio, as described by Vanessa Williams.
It's the little gizmo that connects four other gizmos to your computer and fits on your desk. No more standing on your head to plug in stuff.
So at Radio Shack, when you ask for
that hub dealio,
we'll show you the 2.0 USB hub with four ports in one easy-to-reach device that's 40 times faster than standard hubs. So come in for easy answers to all your electronic accessory needs.
And let's save the yoga positions for yoga class.
Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. We're still waiting for someone to answer our trivia question of the day. Two versions of the children's computer game Hodgepodge for the Atari 800 were distributed by local software publishers. Name either publisher. That's from Bruce, who wrote one of the versions.
Let's also point out that the RobCam, I need to mention, is being powered by Apple's new EyeSight camera. It's a really slick little design. Nick keeps expecting it to see a laser beam shoot out of it.
I know. It looks like something from an old James Bond movie. You know, it's like this is the thing that blows up the communications satellite so that the bad guy can take over the world. It's a very cool little thing.
And seeing the two pictures side by side, it's interesting to note the quality difference is the Apple EyeSight is a FireWire camera, so you get a lot better quality out of it and a higher bandwidth when you're doing motion video. The other camera is USB, which is cheaper, but not you don't get quite a good picture quality.
And I think the other camera is a cheap camera to begin with.
Well, it's also meant to be mounted on a computer, not what?
Not 150 feet.
Yeah, yeah, finding a wide-angle lens for
10, 15
it.
10, 15 feet away, and the optics weren't quite made for that.
No, but it's doing
that's
okay.
Adequate.
We're back to the phones, and we're talking to Scott from Geneva, New York. Welcome, Scott. How are you?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm running XP Home, and I'm looking at my system information page. And the question is, it says total physical memory 512, available physical memory 251.
Yeah.
Does that sound about right?
Yeah. What happens is that means after it's loaded, the operating system, the fonts,
right,
all of the background pictures, all the stuff running in the lower right corner,
okay,
that's how much you have left.
Okay, so I've got 251 out of 512 left.
Yeah.
That's pretty good then, right?
Yeah. That's not bad at all.
Now,
you can more cut would that be better,
down,
of course.
You can cut that down a little bit, get rid of any superfluous junk you got running down in the lower right corner,
like
get rid of whatever
player.
Background picture you have.
Will that increase it?
Yeah, and get rid of any fonts you're running that you don't need, you know, because it loads all the fonts. So
right.
If you're one of those people who's running one of those create a greeting card programs.
Nah, I don't do none of that.
Well, they load hundreds of fonts.
The Corel suite will load hundreds of fonts out of thousands it comes with. And so a lot of programs will install hundreds of fonts without you knowing it.
Right. But if you've got, that's why they tell you, that's why, although they say 256 meg is a minimum, we say 512.
Right.
Because 256 of that is taken up by the operating system.
Exactly. And if you really want to do productive work, put a gig in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering if I could increase it any other way, you know.
Not any other way, no. That's the way you got to do it.
Now, one other question. In add remove programs, right?
Yeah. Yep.
If I take some of them out, that doesn't increase the memory. That just increases hard drive space.
You got it.
Well, unless some of those programs also include the memory resident pieces of them.
Like RealPlayer.
Like RealPlayer or even Norton Antivirus. It's got the antivirus scanner that lives on your disk.
Right.
But it also has the AutoProtect that lives in memory watching what you do.
Let me clarify.
But
we're
don't
not
remove
telling
that
you to
one.
Remove that one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no, no.
Just an example of something that has disk-based and memory-based.
Would be far more busier.
That's right. You would be much busier.
Yeah. No, there's just some stuff in the remove programs I'd like to get rid of, but I'm scared because a lot of them are like games, like Blaster Ball and Blaster Ball Wild.
Games are notorious for adding things to your system,
right.
Changing drivers.
Could I delete them safely?
Sure. Where'd they come from?
They came with the computer.
Oh, Blaster Ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need them if you don't want. They'll give you a little more hard disk space.
Right.
Not as much as you might like, but a little bit.
Well, I got.
But they're not going to change the amount of available memory. The other thing you want to do is download the latest version of AdAware and run that. It's possible that you have some spyware on your system which is taking up memory.
Okay, because I got an 80-gig hard drive, and I got 67-gig available.
Yeah, you don't need to remove anything from remove program.
We don't have to worry about disk space much anymore.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, if you want more memory space, get rid of anything running down there you don't need running, and also download and run the latest version of AdAware.
Okay.
Okey-doke.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Scott. Bye. Our next caller, Dan from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Dan. What's your question?
Yeah, I'm running Windows 98. And recently when I try to run WordPad, I get an error message saying a .dll file is missing. If I reload Windows 98, would I get that back up?
What you could do before doing that is if you go to Start Run and type SFC.
Short for System File Checker. Okay.
And that will you can have it scan your system and see if it finds the file that way. Otherwise, what you can do is, with that same program, you can manually tell it to go into the cab files and pull out that particular file and where to put it.
Okay.
Right, because it may not be the WordPad file itself that's missing. It's that DLL it's looking for.
Yep.
Okay.
Give that a shot.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Our next caller, Jim from Henrietta, New York. Welcome, Jim. What's your question?
Hello.
Hi.
Excuse me, I got Windows 98 going here, and for some reason, looking at the screen, my Windows Flying Windows screensaver just stopped completely. Anyway, when I try to run the scan disk and I try to run the disk defragmenter, both of them are causing the computer to freeze right up.
Have you tried running it in safe mode?
I did that yesterday. Yep.
That's where you got
to
do it.
It may not actually be frozen. It may be trying to repair a bad block and move files off your hard drive.
I haven't waited more than a few minutes.
Yeah.
It may
particularly with ScanDisk and Defragmenter.
Hours
is not bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look what it's doing. I mean, it's moving stuff around in your hard drive safely.
Right. Especially if it's 80 gig hard drives. There's 80 billion little blocks it's got
to
look at.
Right. Okay, yeah, because I just went up to over a gig hard drive.
Yeah.
And clearly it's going to take a lot longer than it used to. I'm sorry, Jim. We're done. Be more patient. That's our word for the day. Nobody got the trivia question. The answer was Artworks, originally in Fairport, now in Naples, Florida. And the other one, Dynacomp, originally in Fairport, now in Romulus, New York. And Bruce wrote the Dynacomp version. Artworks, of course, we know is famous for the strip poker game. We're going to be back next Saturday with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on Soundbites, your computer user group of the air, and the only station you will hear it on, exclusive to 1180 WHAM. Thanks again to everybody we got to. Apologize again to everybody we did not get to. We'll see you next week. Have a great week. And oh, don't forget, update your antivirus software and update to DirectX 9. Bye-bye.